All right, so Kuf Tzadik test. Kuf Tzadik Zayin were the halachis of when to tevel, whether one tevels on Shabbos, and what time one tevels. Kuf Tzadik Ches, Hilchus Chatzitz is what we had learned in the very beginning. Now we come to Kuf Tzadik Tes, which is the end, the last sif of Hilchus Tvila. Simereish is Hilchus Mikvais, which is a geshmak alimud, but requires a tremendous amount of iyun. It's not for a once a week limud. But Kuf Tzadik Tes are the halachas of the final preparation before going to the mikvah. So the hakdama to this, which we'll have in the Shulchan Aruch, is that there are three requirements before a woman goes to the mikvah. And I'm not talking about 5 and 7. After the 5 and 7, it's the night of her tefillah. The preparation includes, number one, iyun. Iyun is a din d'oraisa. The Torah obligates iyun for a woman to check, to examine herself before she's tevel. Now, ad kedei kach, that if a woman doesn't examine herself, and she goes to the mikvah, even if Eliyahu Navi comes and says that there were no chatzitzis, it's not a kosher tefillah.
But the rice would be a very easy check.
It has to be right. It's true. The rice would be an easy check. But nevertheless, there is a halacha of iyun. We're going to learn the halacha. Is this going to be mentioned here? The second is dine chafifa. Chafifa is takana Ezra. Ezra made a takana that before someone tevel, they have to be chayfeif. Now the question is, what does chafifa precisely mean? So Rashi, there in Bava Kamma, where the Gemara brings down takanas Ezra, the Gemara has a list of all of Ezra's takanas. Rashi says chafifa is with a comb. Bimasreik, how to pronounce it in Hebrew? A comb is a masreik. So chafifa, Rashi says bimasreik means to comb up the hairs, whether it means the hairs of the body or the hairs of the head, we'll see. But at any rate, the Takanas Ezra is to make such a second hachana. We're going to learn later in Sifches that this too is ma'akiv. A person has to do chafifa, or else the tefillah is not a tefillah. Now, as I said, Rashi says chafifa is b'masreik. The Ramban says that it's b'mayim chamin. That chafifa means clearing out the hair, or combing the hairs with warm water. And Shach Aleph, he brings it. Shach Aleph starts Loshon HaRambam. The Ramban there is a printer's error. Shach Aleph should be Loshon HaRamban, which I'm sure Mark has in his Shach Sivkat Aleph. Yeah, that's the one before Sivkat and Beis. Loshon. What? Yeah. Anyway, it should be Loshon HaRamban. That Ezra Bezdina Tikvah Shechavav is B'chot Mokim Sar Shabbat B'mayim Chamin.
Yes, Ramban.
See, you got your money's worth. The if you want, you can make a notation on the side that there's a printer's error in the previous editions. It says Ramban. At any rate, so that's all part of Chafifa. So Iyun is the Raisa, Chafifa is the Kodesh Ezra, and then we're going to learn about Chafifa's Haguf. Shtifa, about bathing or rinsing one's body before tefillah. We're going to have later in Shach Yud Zayin that this third part is not ma'akiv. If a woman doesn't bathe before she goes to the mikvah, and after she does iyun, and she combs and washes out her hair, and the rest of the body, she goes to the mikvah without any checking or any washing, but after she's tevel, she checks the body. I shouldn't say without checking, I meant without combing. Now, without bathing, but she checked, she did iyun, but she didn't do a bath. So that is not ma'akiv. As long as she checked her body, that's adequate. So this is the long and short. There's iyun, chafifa, and bathing. So define bathing. No, iyun is only ma'akiv ben atayra, chafifa is ma'akiv ben derabanan. The chafifa is limited to the hair. So even according to the Ramban's Taich, which Rashi might be Maida, that it's supposed to be with Mayim Chamin, as we'll see, But the ikuv is only on the hair.
If they have to go to
the ocean, before they go, in the house, they do chafif and then they go.
So
we're going to learn about that. It would seem that way, but we'll see what it says in Sukkot.
We have Shabbos.
Okay. All right, we'll get to it. Let's go B'Sei. What? So we're going to see that the din of his takana was chafif asaraish b'misrak. Okay, so we're going to see that the rest of the body helps biyad. It sounds at least like Rashi that it wasn't part of Ezra's takana; it's just part of the general takana of shtifa zakov. We'll see. We're going to discuss it.
So again,
there's A, B, and C. The aleph is iyun, checking the body, which is din Torah. Is chafifa of the sar harayish, which a gemara of a kamada pei beis says is takana Ezra, and we're going to have later in sifches that it's makiv as well. Although it's only Makim Durabanan. And then there's Chafifa Saguf, Ushtifa Saguf, which means bathing. Bathing is not Makiv. If a woman is stuck somewhere, I don't know what it means exactly, be stuck and unable to bathe, because I would think in the mikveh, a person can bathe. But anyway, let's say a person's situation where Chafifa Saguf was not done, regular bathing was not done, doesn't matter, it's not Makiv. Chachil, you're supposed to do it, but it's not Makiv. Those are the three parts.
The first
two. The first is, I don't know, it says a bunch of times. The first one, Iyun, is Makim Minat Torah. The second, Chafifa of Seyar, is Makim Durabanan. And the third is something that's not Makim. Now, there is a Yesod in the Halachis of Chatzitza, which is Nigris Maisha, which is based on something of Kuf Tzadik Ches, Sif Chav Hei. There in Sif Chav Hei, it says that if a woman did not check the Beis Hastarim, now again, Beis Hastarim we define as parts of the body which have to be free of a chatzitza, but do not need for water to touch them. Most prominently, the mouth. The mouth has to be clean. However, it does not require biasmayim. A person doesn't have to open his mouth or her mouth during the tefillah. The same as the eyeballs. The eyeballs, a person can close their eyes during tefillah, but there should be no chatzitza on the eye. The beis hastarim are the parts of the body which are sometimes visible in life. You talk to people. They're in the body, but they're visible. The ear, the nostrils, the parts of the body which another human being could see in the regular halachic halach of life, but are not open parts of the body. That's called beis hastarim. And we have a rule: beis hastarim has to be roi lebias mayim. It doesn't need water, but it has to be roi lebias mayim. It has to be free of chatzitza. I'll talk about the Shaila in a moment, 1 second. In Shulchan Aruch, there in Sifchav Hei, it says that if a woman did not check her Beis Hastarim, and she toivel, and afterwards she sees there's no chatzitza there, Avav Yishalei Batka Kait Mitzvila, she didn't check it, also La Tzvila, that the evidence is good. Ve'inai Daimel Abdikas Haguf V'chafifa Sarash. It's not similar to Bidikas Haguf, which is Iyun. Chafifas HaRosh, so they have a first word, Rosh. Chafifas HaRosh is the combing of the hair. So checking the body and combing the hair is Ma'akiv. But checking a Beis Hastarim is not Ma'akiv. Why? Why is, let's say, checking the teeth, why is that not Ma'akiv if you have to check your whole body? So the Shach there brings two pshat. The first pshat he brings is a Madani Melech. The Madani Melech says that in the mouth it's enough to check after tivling. Since you keep your mouth closed during tefillah, it won't wash away. The rest of the body, if you don't check before tefillah, maybe it'll never washes away while she's under the water. It doesn't matter. It's fine. But it may wash away when you come out and you dry yourself, it may wash away. That's the Medani Melech's reason. So we're afraid that it's a Miyat that she is Makbet. That's why. We're afraid that it'll be a Miyat
she
Makbet.
Didn't know about that, she would have been Makbet.
She would have been Makbet.
The whole
she would have to check afterwards, according to this, yeah. Now, the Shach himself says a different shot, and that's where Ramesha gets his Chiddush. The Shach says, this is back in Kufta the Ches, he says that B'dikas agof ha-chafif sarayish lo'idami dosa bina b'yas mayim talina l'chumra, a place where the water actually has to come with talina l'chumra aval hocha, but in the eyes of the mouth lo'i bina b'yas mayim l'chein talina l'kula Lamed Beis, the one before Lamed Gimel. The Shach says something that sounds very mysterious. He says something that needs b'yas mayim Machmim. So it doesn't need b'yas mayim v'mekel. Why does it got to win anything? Fetzitzes ma'akev in both. He's saying he doesn't mean a fedani melech. He says you don't need medan. Yeah. So what's going on? See, here Ramosha has his yisaid. It's one of Ramosha's known yisaidis in the world, and as far as I know, it was accepted certainly in America. You never know in Eretz Yisrael. But Ramosha has a yisaid which he really proves from a Mishnah. The following aside, that on the body, anything on the body is a chatzitza. In the Beis HaStarim, only something that's dovuk to the Beis HaStarim is a chatzitza. Something which is touching the Beis HaStarim, but is not stuck to it, is not a chatzitza. For example, there's a Mishnah that talks about a woman who goes to the mikveh and she has coins in her mouth. Why would she have coins in her mouth? She's going to the mikveh. She doesn't trust to leave her money with her clothing. So she sticks a gold coin in her mouth. She's traveling with a coin in her mouth. So the tefillah is a good tefillah. Why is it a good tefillah? She would have a coin in her hand, it would be a problem. So Ramesh's yisoid is that in a Beis HaStarim, only a davar dovuk, something stuck between the teeth, is a chatzitza. Something sitting there is not a chatzitza. He says, l'chatchila, certainly a person shouldn't do it, but because we're makbid on l'chatchila on every chatzitza. But if a woman already toiveled, and she has, for example, lenses, she's wearing her contact lenses. Contact lenses are not dovuk l'haguf, they're floating on the eye. So Ramesha says that it's not ma'akiv. If she's still in the mikvah, she should tevel again. But if she's already home, it's hard for her to go back. So Ramesha says the ikar adin is that in the Beis HaStarim it has to be dovuk to be a chatzitza, and in everywhere else, even munach, he says that's pshat in the Shach. The Shach says everywhere else talin on l'chumra. Everywhere else was afraid is chatzitza. But in the Beis HaStarim, it has to be dovuk to be considered a chatzitza. So that's always a tricky thing, how to define dovuk. My understanding is dovuk means that it takes effort to remove it. If something stuck between your teeth, it takes effort. But something crusted, braces are a chatzitza unless they're medical. Unless they're needed for medical reasons. If they do it for cosmetic reasons, braces are a problem. For cosmetic reasons, braces are a chatzitza. Sometimes women have braces because their bite is off, they have medical reasons. A medical thing is considered regular day, it's not considered a chatzitza. Cosmetic braces, as far as I know, are a chatzitza. Why are you talking about lenses? You talk about contact lenses, yeah. What? So we discussed temporary crowns. There's nothing to do with this. Temporary crowns double. So Ramesh's psak by a temporary crown is that if it's comfortable in the mouth, then it's not a chatzitza. If you're not makbid on it because of discomfort, then it's not a chatzitza. So, what? The vaginal cavity is also chatzitza. That's called Beis HaStarim as well, yeah. And the vaginal area, even though it's not visible, but since Mokim Shasham Mishdash, it's a place that there's activity, so therefore it's considered a Beis HaStarim as well.
The loose necklace is a chatzitza?
A loose necklace is not a chatzitza unless it has a certain weight to it. If it's loose enough that when you go in the water comes underneath, then it's not a chatzitza. No, in a base of starim, even if water wouldn't come underneath, it's also not a chatzitza. We actually didn't have it. It's in Tefilas Kalim. It talks about how heavy. It talks about toivling Kalim piled one on the other. So now what's heavy and what's not heavy is always an issue. If it's light enough that it floats in the water, that it's not a problem. I don't think if a woman open. I don't ever tried it. If you have lenses, you go in the water and open your eyes, do the lenses float away? Probably not. I imagine they stay. I don't know. I just imagine that there's certain surface tension. They stay. Okay. Okay. At any rate, this is all sort of bederech hakdama. That is eon everywhere. Rami Shaul's, not Rami Shaul's. The Shulchan Aruch says Rami Shaul's an explanation. That says the Shulchan Aruch that eon based on starim is not ma'akiv. So you have eon chafifa and then the rest of the body chafifa v'shtifas kolagov. Now let's learn all this here in the Shulchan Aruch. Sifal, if tzricha ladiach beis hashechi, who beis hastarim, a woman has to rinse out her underarms, who beis hastarim shala b'mayim. Now v'loy bishar mashkin. The Rama adds that other mashkin are not acceptable for the bathing or the washing of the body. Why not? So Taz Bey says, other drinks leave residue, and some of them are sticky. And if it stays in the base hakmatim, that is going to be a chatzitza. Now we're going to come back to this as siv beis. We seem to have some sort of contradiction to this as siv beis. So let's hold on. But the words it says here in the halacha are that you need hadacha with water dafka. The Gra in Sifkat Aleph says midika amar b'mayim, but lekama stam aladiach. Why does it say tzarich ladiach b'mayim? You should say tzarich ladiach in the Gemara. You have to wash it. Why say b'mayim? So the understanding is that it comes to exclude shar mashkin. Now here there's an important kamatim, a fold of the body. I'm sorry, a kemen is a fold of the body. Now here, the Pesachei Tshuva Aleph brings a very important explanation of this Taz. Ayin Taz of Cotton Bays. B'sevei Chamudi Daniel Ksaviyad Kosam L'Chayre Nira Shebishar Aguf She'ein Sham Kemet Mutar Bishar Mashkin. The rest of the body, where there are no folds in the body, there even washing with Shar Mashkin is good. Okay, that's Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. Pesachei Tshuva Aleph says that this limitation applies only to folds of the body where the liquid that you're washing yourself with would tend to gather, and therefore it's a problem. Now this will be important later. Waterless soap, is that considered water or shar mashkin? I don't know. It leaves a residue, it doesn't leave, I don't know. How do you wash it off exactly? It just absorbs into the skin. I'm not sure, but this is the limitation. Shachar vaitav listrei sarai shayafe b'misrak. She has to comb her hair of her head. So again, it's a sarai shayafe. She has to comb it out well. Right. B'misrak shalai tiana sarisel nidvakei zubezu. The hair shouldn't stick one to the other. The chay tzricha isha la'ayim ba'atzma u'b'psara. She has to examine herself. Now, Iyun is first historically, but in the practical preparations, first you comb and then you check. Ubeidekis kol gufa samach l'tfilasa shelo yehei aleha shum davar mius shechaitzitz. Should be nothing objectionable that's a chatzitza. V'sachav kol gufa v'sishtayf b'mayim chamin. The third part is that she should clean her whole body with warm water. B'shas chafif is gufa sa'ara at the same time. So that's the third part. So the word dover mius is striking. It says, you check your body, there's no dover mius. Now we know that a miut she'inei makpid, a chatzitza that's in a small part of the body. And a woman wouldn't care that it's there, she would never care. That's not a chatzitza b'di'evet. Now, really, the chatchila we remove even a chatzitza miyachena makpedes. Nevertheless, this is the Losha Shulchan Aruch seems to be to check for davar mo'av stafka. It's interesting losh.
Now,
using mouthwash for the mouth. Very interesting. Using mouthwash for the mouth, it sounds like you should rinse it out with water afterwards. That's what it seems. That's
what it seems.
What? Alcohol. I would think that these things certainly don't leave a residue, and I think it's good. But l'chatchila, you do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We don't. What?
It's not
mine. L'chatchila, we do what it says in Halacha. So Ion does not have to. It's important to note when we say Ion is Dairaisa, it's not possible for a woman to check her whole body with her eyes because it's very difficult to see certain parts of the body. You can't see your back with your eyes, you can't even see your face with your eyes. So we understand that Ion includes with her hands or with a towel, just passing hands over the parts of the body or passing a towel over the parts of the body in order to clean those parts of the body. What? How long before? So we learned that even up to 48 hours is good. We learned in Kuf Tzadik Zayin, it's not a chatchila, but we say not supposed to be marchik chafifa mitzvila. So when it's a 3-day difference, then it's a problem. When it's a 2-day difference, it's not... what?
Even for you.
Yeah. I mean, obviously she should check again. Because in the intervening time, there's a possibility of other chatzitzes. But the truth is, I should take that back. Chafifa, we learned at Jamarchik. Chafifa. But Ion, you're right. Ion should be Samach L'Tfilasa. It has nothing to do with being Shabbos or Yom.
A mirror wouldn't be better than a towel?
What?
A mirror to see.
Whatever's practical. Whatever's practical.
Mikvah Neidi
could count, but it's not Ma'akiv. Ion is Ma'akiv in the Mikvah.
Let's just talk of kogufa. What is that referring to? Kogufa. How do you do chafifa on kogufa?
Chafifa is to go like this. You know, to piss your hands on your body, or piss a towel on your body, and clean it. You could be done by any trustworthy person. You know, mikvah lady could do it. Now it's interesting that in Shach Aleph he brings the lashon Ramban Shevi Ator Ezra Beis Nida Tink Shavas Bechol Bakim Seyah Shabbat. Even though the Shulchan Aruch said Seyar Arayish, the Rabban's Lashon is Bechol Mokim Seyar Shebab B'mayim Chayim B'serekes Oysan Mefafeses Oysan B'yad Yafa Yafa. It's a very important Lashon. This Rabban's Lashon is Chumra Nekula. He says all the Seyar and all the parts of the body. He also says Oy Mefafeses Oysan B'yadeha Yafa Yafa. Now the question, which is difficult Shaila, is whether a comb is ma'akiv. Say a woman finds herself, she's traveling in an unexpected place, and she wants to go to the mikveh, she goes out to the ocean. She happens not to have a comb. Is it adequate to do, to use the fingers, to pierce the fingers through the hair, and to do it in that way? So the lashon of the Ramban here is that, oy mifasfeses biyodeh, or she pierces through with her hands. The Sidur Torah is mesupik here. What? He says, oi, but read the whole thing. He says, Sayrekes oisam, oi mifasfeses oisam biyodeha yafe yafe. He says to use a comb, and then he says, or you could do it, mifasfeses means to pierce the fingers to separate them. So, what? Using your hand, that's the question. The shach ends, Akshav Nagu, Lisrik Sa'ar Roshan bin Misrak. On the head, you use a comb. Bishar Seir Shabbat, Mifasfeses, Aizim Biyadeh, Yafa Yafa. On the underarms or the private parts of the body, the hair is separated by hand. Now, the question of whether a comb is ma'akiv, I told you Rashi's Lashon is comb, or the Grod Bay is Lisrik, Ayin Rashi, Bavakama. All Rashi says is bimisrak, that has to be done with a comb. So the Sidrei Torah here in Sivkot Zayin brings a Chuvish Vos Yaakov who says that the comb is never ma'akiv. What's ma'akiv is to do a chafifa. But to use a comb dafka is not ma'akiv, as Yishen Shlosi Yaakov. And the Sidrei Tara takes issue with it, but it's not 100% clear if at the end of the day he means that it's ma'akiv. The language of the Sidrei Tara is a little ambiguous as to whether he holds b'di'eved it's ma'akiv or not. Let me take a look at his lashon. It's interesting that both the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and in the Lech HaVesimla and in the Chochmas Adam, they bring the ambiguous lashon of the Sidrei Tara. Yeah, PS, go. There's another section later. And I have a printer's error. The printer had a hard time when he got to this section. The top it says Kufzal Ches, actually Kufzal Ches. He says the following. Sorry, Sidri. It's a Shurei Tara. That's Shurei Tara. Sorry. It's a Shurei Tara, the tap. I'm sorry, it's a Sivkot Chav. He brings the Shlosi Yaakov. His Lashon is Inay Nachay. I apologize, I'm not finding it at the moment. I'm sorry, I take it back. It's the one right before Zion. It says Kotsu Bishus Yaakov. It's the end of Kotsu Bishus Yaakov. Isha Echa Shabasa Beis Atfila. Vizkira Esatzma Shabbeis Atfila Shala. She came home, mi beis atfila, and she said she remembers in the mikvah she asked for a comb. Biksha me isha acheres lishalom misrak. She asked for a comb. Bishalala achshokha and sarka asma. She doesn't remember if she combed herself or not. See paskin lekula kibashiyada shechafafa atzma v'derech lashim lefas veisara asam bebeis hechafifa. So it's enough to shusiyak is she not sure if she used the comb. So he said it's enough that she pierced her hands through her hair. So, again, she remembers asking for a comb. She doesn't remember if she got the comb or she didn't get the comb. So here, the Shusyakiv is Makel. Why? He says, because the comb is not Makiv, and the derech of women is in preparation to untangle the hair. So Mamela will Makel that she does it. So on that, the Sidrei Tara says, and I study there, if loy shimsha in baila, if she was not already shimsha ba baila, v'loy over olay lachas yesh laach misha titzol shaydis, avar v'loy over olay lachas shaysam baila yachid yeshus al machaber mitamim anal. Can be said machaber mean yeshus Yaakov for these reasons. So it's a little unclear exactly in the Shlosi Yaakov. The Shlosi Yaakov says she should tovel again. Now why is he being machmir? The woman had two things. She's not sure she used the comb. And we're only being saved that probably she ran her hands through her hair. So the language is ambiguous as to whether the comb is a davar ha'makir. And therefore, it's not so clear. Lemaisa, a woman should have a comb. The staver, I mean, she uses her fingers are a comb with four teeth. You know, it's if she's careful enough, it would seem logically the ikar is not the combing, the ikar is the result of the combing.
If she asked for a comb, then the she didn't use her hand. If she didn't have anything, she would use her hand. She asked for a comb and doesn't remember she used it, then she would say she did anything.
Okay, so that's part of the siksuch of the of her. So at any rate, this is the siksuch. I would like to add a ha'ara. We're talking about whether the combing is ma'akiv. What does that mean? Means Ezra made a takola chafifa. Maybe you have to have combing. It's interesting because the kuf tzadiches involved. We had a case of women whose hair was braided in a manner in which it wasn't a chatzitza. Remember, we had that thing with the shadim who braided the hair. So loy chaitzi. So there, obviously, it wasn't cold. If the hair was braided, it's hard to say that it's a davar ma'akiv in the tefillah.
A woman doesn't have hair. No,
she has no hair, so she's still not obligated to comb all her hair, right? Because she has no hair to comb. So yeah, it's clear. You know, a lot of in places, in the Chassidish circles in Satmar, with a makbid that women shave their hair when they're tovel. You know, it just doesn't fit. Chazal didn't do it. You have a whole simon here and all these takanis and all the tshuvas. Nobody writes that really she shave her hair, but she shave her hair. You know. It's very clear that there was never such a minig in Klal Yisrael.
They
keep what?
They shave
their hair, I think. You know, each his own. I have no... anybody who wants to do it, I have no problem with it. It's Pasha Saita, yes. You say it's a right from Saita? Yeah. You're right from Saita?
If she wouldn't have had it here, she would have gotten herself into trouble.
Okay. What? I'm a palace also raya, right? I'm a palace out here, otherwise it wouldn't have been a problem. That's where it rose. The ball like Metchila, they made themselves very nice idea. You know, I once told the Chabad holds you're not allowed to trim your beard. Lubavitch is a beard. Not allowed to trim it. So I once told one, a friend of mine, said, well, Aaron HaKohen wasn't Chabad. Aaron HaKohen trimmed his beard. So how do you know Aaron HaKohen trimmed his beard? It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. So Gemara says, "Tal Chermain Shiyared Al Harei Tziyin." It says, "Shiyared Al Zakan Zakan Aharon Shiyared Al Pimi Daisav." Pasuk Tehillim. So Gemara says that what is the towel that's Yared and the Zakan of Aaron? So it says that it moved up. So Rashi Tal, what does it mean moved up? Says every time Aaron trimmed his beard, when they did Meshicha, a drop of the oil of Meshicha stayed in his beard. It was a simon of his Kuna Gedaila. So the Gemara says that his hair grew and he trimmed his beard. So eventually he would cut off the oil. So the oil moved up in the beard. That was a miracle. The oil always stayed in the beard, even when he trimmed it. So it says Beferish that Aaron HaKohen trimmed his beard. All right, Lo Zachi was Zachi to be. What? It's fine. Chazanish said you shouldn't go in buses that are mixed seating also. What Chazanish said is not a binding thing on anybody. It's not... Israel did trim the beard. You know, somebody came to me with a picture of Baron Leib Steinman shaven, and Rabbi Yashav, he didn't show me as a bacha shaven. They have all them shavings. They said, you know, let's put an ad in the paper with a picture of all the shaving Gedali Yisrael. You know, so. They all did shiva. All right, let's get back to Sif Aleph. So Sif Aleph, we're learning the requirements. And basically, aside from this one point of whether it's ma'akiv, we didn't really have any issue of great consequence. Now, when it says to use chamin, when it says to use hot water, the Chachmas Adam, the Simakuf Chafhei, writes Peshrin are also good. It doesn't have to be hot water. It's good enough Peshrin, it's good enough warm water for preparation. In the Badi HaShulchan, he says he doesn't understand where the Chachmas Adam got it from. Chamin should be hot water. Now, I would come from the other direction. In Hilchas Mayim Achroinim, in Arachayim, and Dine Mayim Achroinim, Simakuf Pei Aleph Siv Gimel, it says that lukewarm water is better than hot water to remove zuama, to remove heat. Because hot water softens the skin, and I don't know exactly how that key causes the zuama to stick to it. There it says that lukewarm water is better than hot water to remove it. So it would seem that Peshrim are certainly good. Chachmas Adam is certainly Amilismaich. To rely on lukewarm water for it. Let's learn Pischei Tshuva Beis. Alam Desha Pischei Tshuva. Ayin Ber Heiter Shal Marit, Mashkov Shem Siyaka, Ayin Tshuva Snaydi Behuda. Be Isha, listen to this. Isha Shem Misupekes Im Ayna Bisareseha Klau. You have a woman, went to the mikveh, She doesn't remember if she did anything, if she did iyun or chafifa. What do you do now? Hari yesh sofik dairaisa v'tzvicha tefila mechadash. That's the sofik dairaisa. We said iyun is dairaisa. Va'afim borer la she'ina. What is she sure she checked? Rak misupekes and sarka does have a sofik rabbanon. Only misupek in takonis Ezra. And call me guy here, so it's only a sofik rabbanon. We should say sofik rabbanon l'kula. So he says, number one, it's cheskas issa. She's the cheskas nida. Va'oid dava davishesha matirin. So davishesha matirin. She could just go to the mikveh again and avoid the safed rabbana. Eloshiyesh heter mitam shekosav atasim esamates of katan chavdalit. Hachinami sircha nakit faasa ad kandavar. It's a very geshmak in the idea of Yehuda. Let me tell you. What Noiv Yehuda is saying. First of all, there's a Taz, Simis Samach Tes, Sukkot and Chavdal, quoted all over the place. There is talking about a woman who doesn't remember if she salted the meat. She's serving meat, she cooked it, she doesn't remember. This is in the old days when you used to have to salt meat, you understand? And today all the meat gets salted in the base, base of Shechita. So she doesn't remember if she salted the meat. So what do you do now? You're allowed to use it or not? So the Taz says, first of all, Safa Drabanan Lakula. Why is salting meat a Safa Drabanan? Anybody know? Because Dam Shebishla is the Drabanan. Cooked blood is an Issa Drabanan. It says, first of all, Safa Drabanan Lakula, which they are Mefakvikin. It's a derisa that's a scoundrel to a Drabanan. But anyway, but then he says, listen to his right. In Hilchas Kriyashma, it says, why don't you have a little saying Kriyashma? And you come to Beisecho Visharecha, and you don't remember if you're up to the first, never happened to you, right? You don't remember you're up to the first chapter, or the second one. So it says, Shulchan Aruch, don't think, just let your mouth keep on going. If your mouth says, L'man Yirbu Yamechem, Sirchanokit V'Ozel, then your mouth, even though your brain is at work, your mouth is here in Beis Medrash. It's a miracle, you know, the mouth keeps on going. It's like Moedim. Do you ever notice, you're all over the place, and by Moedim your head bows. It's like a nace, no? Nace nigla. Your head bows by the way. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, he did it normally without thinking. Zok the Taz, just like by Kriya Shema, you say, a lady in the kitchen, also Sirchanokin Vazel. She got meat, she always salts the meat. So Zok the Taz, if she always salts the meat, this time now she also salted the meat. So says the Dai Yehuda, the same thing here. She went to the mikveh. She doesn't remember, did she do this or did she do that? We say Sirchadok and Vazel, she probably did combing. And not only that, Pischi Tshuva says it's Mashma, if that Kalashoyde is a Mashma, even on Iyud, you can rely that she did everything she normally does, and she did things in the regular, normal way that she did it, she just didn't register. Right. Yeah. And still, we say Sirchadok and Vazel. The Kulitz Akesa there is Mithak fake on this. And whether you say Sirchei Nokit Fa'ozel on something that involves a Tircha. Shema, you know, blah, 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 so you keep on going. Something that involves a Tircha, so the Shah says, who says he says Sirchei Nokit Fa'ozel? There are others there who ask that it's a Raya, you don't say Sirchei Nokit Fa'ozel. Because every day she does it without thinking, and she's not Mesupik. Now she's Mesupekas. Afterwards, that's a Raya in the Sirchei Nokit Fa'ozel. So that's the whole tumult over there by salting meat that that ties. So here, the Na'iv Yehuda wants to shtel tzu, the same thing here, that you could rely that, certainly for the Rabbanon, you could rely that she did whatever she normally does. I once overheard Rabbi Matisyel Solomon, someone came to him, Rosh Chodesh, and said, he doesn't remember if he said, he wasn't Rosh Chodesh, it was Mashiach Meregoshim. He came over and he says, I don't remember if he said Mashiach Meregoshim. So he asked him, do you remember saying Ata Gibor Loilam Hashem? So he said, no. He said, if you don't remember Ata Gibor, so the fact you don't remember Mashiach HaMegashim is not a Raya. That's what he told him. So I meant for people who remember Ata Gibor and don't remember Mashiach
HaMegashim. The woman's in the kitchen, she doesn't remember if she spies one. You tasted it, sometimes she did, sometimes she didn't. What? Where do you have a Raya?
Maramukam Adi Lok.
She got distracted.
Okay. So everything's possible. It's could be. Now, there's something here that's more fundamental in Hilchos Nida. Two things. A, in Hilchas Nida, is it possible we say Sofet Rabbanu Lakula? There's a Shach of Kutsa the Ches that says in Hilchas Nida, Chazal wa Machmir many Chumris, and it's not Poshet. The Shach of Kutsa the Ches of Kotel Hamid Vav says, Harbe Chumris of Miru. And in Shach Lamed Gimel Day, he says, you don't say Sofet Rabbanu Lakula necessarily by Hilchas Chatzitza. And so, first of all, that's Aleph. That does not push yourself to Rabbanu Lakula. On the other hand, whether you say a nida is considered becheskas iser is also a very contentious issue. Again, the Pesachei Tshuva, the longest Pesachei Tshuva in Kutzai Deches talks about rings that women used to have inserted into their to hold up the uterus when they got older. There's a long Pesachei Tshuva which brings up many chalukei deis on the topic. The question is whether it's a case of cheskas iser, and over there, parenthetically, the Pesachei Tshuva writes v'tzarachiyon ke'eis v'schazek isu lo yamin esafet rabbanan k'vay shamru b'simin kuf yod v'achas chazek iser nida tzarach loy mikdas p'chadash that there's no cheskas iser by a nida. That's what he says. So it's not poshut sofet rabbanan l'kul because a nida is it's mishtana. It's a chazaka sila mishtana. Now she's a nida without tefillah. She's tamei nida. But what? So that helps for the flow. But she's still tamei tara. Okay. So what comes out bottom line? A woman doesn't remember. So the Pesachei Tshuva's maskana is after he says a kind of varu, he says mashu ktsas tap mesupeksim ina gam ke muter. So I don't know, you need a certain amount of shoulders, broad shoulders to be makel on a woman who doesn't remember if she did iyun. It's Shava Deraisa. It's very, very difficult to be makel. Even if she didn't remember, she combed. So you have to know the type of woman. You know, some women are absent-minded more than others, but some women are just nervous. Just like Mashu Ruch. I mean, you know, forgetting Yalav Yavay. In yeshiva, people have shouts about forgetting Yalav Yavay. It's only the guys who daven long Shemein Esrus. The guys daven those short Shemein Esrus, the quick Shemein Esrus, they never miss a pick, you know. Maybe because if they finish, they could daven again and no one will notice. All right. Why? It's a minig of Italy's check. Whatever she likes. Different places, different things. Different places, different things. You know, and then by Ashkenazim, we're afraid to scare the ladies away from the mikveh. So it became the kind. It used to be that the mikveh lady checked the woman entirely. Here, you know, they're afraid that the cows are going to get too nervous, so they check the nails, and that's it. Sfaradim are easier. Well, in some places, other places not. Originally, they used to really do a proper checking. All right, the last shaila on Sif Aleph is whether Chafifa needs Kavana. What happens if you have a woman, she never learned Yeridaya, she never learned Chafifa, she's becoming frum, and she goes to the mikveh. And afterwards, you know, her husband comes home and says, did you chafifa? What's chafifa? Check your body. Well, you know, I took a bath. I made sure I was clean. I didn't have kavana, chafifa l'shei mitzvah. Is that ma'akev or not? So you have in front of you on your photostats the last sif of Kuf Tzadik Ches, where it says, nida shetovla b'loi kavana, a woman who was tovel herself without kavana, k'gay shenofla teich ma'ayim, a yardol ha'ker, she fell into water, or she went in to cool off, which is, by the way, mashma mikvah chamin is not ma'akin. Yod alohake. Harizum uteres labayla. Here we're talking about a woman who didn't even mean to tovel. She certainly didn't do chafifa l'shei mitzvah. So daichik to say when she did chafifa l'shei mitzvah. Before she went to the mikvah, she went swimming in the ocean. That was that. It seems she didn't do any. So it says uteres labayla. It's got to mean that she did an iyun and a chafifa shalai l'shei mitzvah. Otherwise, it's an impossible sin. So it has to be, you know, they have signs in the swimming pools, right? shower before swimming. So the men aren't all makbid, but I'm sure the ladies are, they generally have more menschlichkeit than the men. And I'm sure that they follow the instructions. They shower before. See, Avona took a good shower. She combed her hair, everything. She goes swimming. And now, unless she was swimming in the ocean, and it's a kosher mikveh. So it says it's kosher. It seems from here that the chafifa does not need to be l'shem mitzvah. L'shem mitzvah. We're all sitting around and talking. If it's in Eitzah, in the pools, in the from communities, in the Jewish communities, some are not from, some are not so from, you know, in the JCCs, to go, and they once a year they usually empty out the pool, and they re-grout it, and they fill it up with water. So we should go with Memsa of Megishamim, so we won't have the best Shita of Megishamim. We'll go, we'll put in Memsa, we'll take ice, we'll rely on the Shitas. That ice is good, yeah, Shitas to rely on. We'll do Hamshacha, and we'll put 40 Sa in the swimming pool beforehand. And then they'll fill it up, if it's good for a year, you know, you have a so a filter, machlekes, a filter is good, it's not good, but there's certainly a lot to rely on, and will save a lot of nafrom women from, if you hold that chafifa and iyun and tefillah don't need kavana, so it'll be a good eitzah. So someone had a ha'ara that it's a mikshol.
New movement.
Why is it a mikshol?
Everybody goes there.
Don't tell anyone. The rabbis are going to do this secretly.
Yeah.
Top secret project.
Yeah.
Going to do it secretly, and we'll do it. So it's a mikshol for the frum women. The frum women go swimming, and then they're going to go to a mikveh and make a bracha. But really, they're tar already. They went into the pool. Really, even the seventh day is kosher b'di'evet. If you go on the seventh day, so you're going to be a mikshol for that bracha at night. It's going to be something of a problem. So.
You really
have shatara is ma'akiv for zava for nida. It's not ma'akiv. Help for the derises, I guess.
What you're saying? It's yes. The woman goes to swimming on the night, the day of the tefillah, and then the night goes to the mikvah. She wants to try to make a.
If she swims in such a place, our pools are all mangshuv.
No, she goes to the swimming.
Oh, she goes to the ocean. Yeah. It's a horror of the chayna. She goes to the ocean. If a woman goes swimming in the ocean and then goes to the mikveh that night, what does she do about the bracha? She has to try to be makbid to have a chatzitza when she goes swimming. I don't know. It's a problem, though. She goes swimming in the ocean the seventh day. If she did it, even the chafifa, but if she did some type of checking, seems to be an issue. What? Shivnikiyim. So I'm saying also the derisa because the nidam in that Torah doesn't need shivinikim. You know, you had solo porter me alahavi. You know. Okay, let's start sif beis. What? Chafifa is combing the hairs. A sif beis chafifa. Excuse me? Okay, so we say mitzvah tzrichas kavana, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Well, the question is mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But mitzvah tzrichas kavana means to be mekayim, a mitzvah, deraisa, we mark with that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But it doesn't mean that a matir doesn't need kavanah. She wants to get the mitzvah of toiveling, so she needs kavanah. But something that's a matir doesn't need kavanah. If she washes the tilas yadayim for bread, and she's not mechara, and tilas yadayim is a bad example, it's the rabbanah. But shefting. Someone shefts, and they have to know they're shefting, we're afraid they made mistakes. But if not mechara l'shem mitzvah by shechita, they're just mechara to do it right, it's still a kosher shechita. Shechita is a shechita. And I'd like to begin Sif Beis. Chafifa shebemakim seyar, loisia b'mayim karim. Chafifa should not be with cold water. Shemisavchin esaseyar. They cause the hair to tangle. Ela b'mayim chamin. Has to be done with hot water, or as I said, with warm water. Miyu afilu b'chami chamasagi. It's good enough even water that became heated by the sun. B'loisachov b'no. even Hilchos Shabbos doesn't have a Dinachamin, it has nothing to do with this. V'loy sochuf b'nasar al-yikr ba'arvi tofel u'b'laz greida v'fisha mechate chaseyar v'choyzer u'mistavich. These are certain soaps. I don't know what they are. There were things that caused the hair. They were rough on the hair. They caused hair to pull out and tangle. Don't use soaps that tangle hair. Why should we use it anyway? I'm not sure. The Shach brings in Gimel, Hainu Mashakarim Balaz Greda, Avapishakaz Yeshem Greda, Vitosu Biyadam, Keshmati Malay Zechad, Miu, Mashmet, Manasa, Sharon, Kayim Balaz, Zaif, Muteres, Afarfashem. What we call Zaif is Mutulach of Shayna Mistabech. It doesn't cause the hair to tangle. Adrabim Nakazuma Khemashra Prishalel. That's again a printing mistake. Simin, it should say Kuf Tzadik Ches, a double mistake. It says Simin Kuf Lamed Hey, it should say Simin Kuf Tzadik Ches. V'cheinayigim v'cheishin zel mitzvah. And we consider it a mitzvah to wash with hair down with soap. I believe so, yeah. And at any rate, this is the so this is the halacha of the Mechaber. Mechaber is easy.
You
don't have to use soap. You could use just water. Soaps that are mistavich are also. The Shah says there are soaps that don't tangle the hair. Those are good. However, and choshen zel mitzvah. The women consider it a prayer. The mitzvah is dafka to use a soap or a shampoo. Ramah chazal chatchila. Avim chafa benasa ki yaseh vevarasa ba'atzma she'ein sarash lo kashurim. If she used these objectionable soaps and sees the hair is good, he says it's not tied, not tangled, shari. Now here, this is what we're going to talk about next. So till here, the sif was easy. Till here, H-E-R-E. The sif was the easy sif. The ending, now listen to this. Isha shetzivu oisa haraifim, a woman who was commanded by the doctors, shaloitachif raisha b'mayim, she should not wash her hair with water, rak b'yayin. Now, the doctors will figure out for next week why this would be. She's only supposed to use wine to clean her hair. Yesh lishal leroifim imayayim misavach hasarais. You should ask the doctors if the hair is caused to tangle by wine. Vim oimrim sheinim misavach ishtumach aleim. Imayin haroifim bikim bedavar yesh ishul lanasis la'atzmo lechatzila. Test herself. Miayin ainim esavach asarais. The Shach says three times. Shachet. Check three times with wine to see if it's mesavach. So at any rate, this is the rather strange case of the Ramah Maisa Shahaya. Reminds me of I had what's his name from Kir Malachi, Rav Yudkin. Rav Yudkin stayed at my house once for Shabbos. So he told me, he was talking to me about the problem they have with alcoholics by the Russians. So he said a Russian kid came to him and he asked him if by the Tara, we do Tara in a mikveh. The old Tara was done by pouring water over the. So he said, Tara, Evshe Kenan Zagisin vodka. He said, so he told him, so maybe they can pour vodka on me. So he said that he told the guy that, boy, you're dead, what's the difference, you know? He said, "Ve veist efshevet abissel arangein." So yeah, he used this as part of Musa Shmuel's efshevet abissel arangein. But anyway, all right. So this Ramah Yitzchak Hashem will get back to next week.